91.1, Sam Coward, Nerissa Pace. We are the Hot Breakfast, 8:22.
International superstar and bona fide rock star, Joel Madden from Good Charlotte, joins us again for the last time. How are you, mate?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Thank you so much for joining us.
So, your brother, Benji, you're the twins. You get along like a house on fire, as far as we can tell from watching The Voice.
Yes.
But what's the biggest beef you've ever had?
The biggest beef?
Yeah.
Do you fight?
Argument.
Oh, the biggest fight we've ever had. You know, we fight all the time. It's like brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever had like a falling out or anything like that.
When you were younger, did you ever fight over a girl or something?
No, we never really fought over girls. We always kind of just, we never had those. I mean, I don't know. You know what? To be honest, we had to stick together so much that we didn't have a lot of time for, I mean, just kind of out of survival, just having to stick together. We didn't have a lot of time for, like, fights.
You are very mature.
You are. It's scary. Joel, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on stage?
Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me on stage. It's probably all happened on The Voice. I've, like, fallen out of my chair. I've fallen down. There's definitely some memes out there of me, like, falling down on my face.
The turning chair, the spinning chair of doom.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely the only person on The Voice that's been, like, I've fallen out of the chair when it's been turning.
You guys get along with Jesse J really, really well. I've been watching on some of your Instagram. There's lots of funny videos of you three.
Yeah, we love Jess.
We were told not to ask you about your famous ties, your family ties. So instead, we thought we'd quickly test your knowledge of one of your in-laws.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you need to try and identify which movies these are from and who is the star.
Okay.
I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime.
Okay, any idea?
Is that Cameron?
Ding, ding, ding.
It's not
I know her voice.
Not Nim Price from The Voice.
Yeah.
Do you know the movie?
I don't know the movie.
It's My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here's another one.
I'm not sure exactly. You see, I'm just terrible with things like that. That's an interesting time, Mr.
I mean, I'm guessing that's Cameron.
Can you remember the movie?
No, I don't know the movie.
Oh, this is a shit game, isn't it?
The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you should sweep me off my feet out yonder window and down a rope onto your valiant steed.
Obviously, Cameron again.
You are too good!
Do you know the character?
I don't know the character.
Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Oh, okay.
One of my favourites. And this one will take you back many, many years. If you're a real Cameron Diaz fan, you'll know this one.
Is that a hair gel?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I just ran out.
I mean, that's something about Mary.
Classic.
Well done, brother. Mate, the people of Cessna in Italy got 1,000 people together to get the Foo Fighters to play in their town. The people of the Sunshine Coast want to know, mate, what's it going to take to get Good Charlotte to play here on the sunny coast?
We're going to come in 2017. We're going to do a national tour. So
yeah,
don't even worry about it.
Can you guarantee us now that the Sunshine Coast will actually be on that national tour, though, Joel?
What's the city closest to the Sunshine Coast?
Brisbane.
Oh, of course we're going to do Brisbane. That's a given.
Can you go further north and come up 1 hour north to the beach, to the beautiful Sunshine Coast?
We'll definitely look into it. We certainly want to. So yeah. If there's a show to be played, we'll play it.
Well, we'll make it happen. You let us know what we need to do, and we'll get the powers to be to get 1,000 people from Cessna to fly over and play it for you.
We'll do it.
Joel Madden, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, guys.